Here's the only question to ask for ourselves and others. Are we victims of life, others, circumstance, or are we powerful beings capable of facing challenges and creating our own destiny of who we know ourselves to be, no matter who or what shows up? Who we choose to know ourselves as is the only thing we can control in life. The only thing. We're good? And so that's, we feel powerless because we're defining the way we believe things should look or work or show up. And you don't have any control over that, ever. But one of the things that you always hear that is so true, what you resist persists. And that's a really hard one. And sure, pain. Pain. So like you've had a lot of pain in your life. I had 15 years of it, really hardcore pain. And, as long as you're resisting it and you're on a mission to get rid of it and to find the cure for it and to get away from it, you're always in the frequency of resisting it. It's only when you surrender to it and say, well, it doesn't matter if I have pain. I'm still going to show up in my life the way I want to show up, that you even have a chance of eliminating it. Make sense? Or financial issues, anything. What?
So migraines and things like that, going around looking for cures and doing all kinds of things, going on a special diet.
Now you can try all that, and it's good to seek. You always want to seek more knowledge. But if you come from the frequency of, oh my God, this is not fair, I hate this, this shouldn't be happening to me, I'm victimized by it, you won't find the cure. Why do you think some people get well and some don't? It's not what you do, it's the frequency you do it in. And sometimes on this spiritual journey, people get really addicted on looking for what to heal next. And there comes a point, well, if that's what you're looking for, you're going to keep finding it. But at some point, you want to shift out of that and shift into the, okay, I've cleared a lot of stuff. What can I be creating now? Yeah, that's standing in your own authority. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Some people have horrific diseases. And, what is it? I love Byron Katie. She says, only three people's business. God's business, your business, and other people's business. And the only time you suffer is when you're in other business than your own. So other people's or God. Some things are big. You come in with pain. You come in with a disease, a limitation. We all come in with patterns. Family patterns, whatever we're here to explore. But it's a tricky fine line. It's not what you do. It's the frequency you're in when you do it. So if you're looking for the healing out of desperation, you're in scarcity. Or Abraham says it, only two frequencies, having and not having. If you're anything you're doing in the not having frequency, yeah, you just spin your wheels. It's a long, slow haul. And it's really tricky to learn the having frequency because we haven't learned it. We haven't seen it modeled. We haven't practiced it. It's a lot of work.
So the things that I'm doing, I'm feeling better and freer. But when you do what you just said, it's just like I just sort of like shut down.
Yeah, and it is confusing because it's really tough. So like,
but I have to get up and do something different. I have to actually do something different to shift.
Absolutely. And you have to do a lot of clearing and a lot of tapping work and a lot of prayer work and a lot of, everything's a big practice. So seeking help, everything is cumulative. All that stuff helped you start believing you could find it, the answer. But if you're really honest, whether it's pain or money or family relationships or whatever your victim story is, whichever one you want to pick, if you really want to practice being in the having frequency, go back and relook at it, where it might have served you or what good it could have created. Because nobody gets, you know, a free ride, not on this planet. But it's funny, ego will tell you everybody else has it better. I always find that really interesting that people want to tell me that when I work with a lot of people, I've heard horrific things. But if you're in it, your ego will tell you it's the worst there is. And nobody has it as bad. Nobody's going to know what you're going through. And can you see how much is stacked against us? But if you flip it into, well, yeah, this is really bad for me, and this is really difficult for me, but I also have this, this, and this. It's just whatever you give attention to. That's the only thing the universe responds to. What's the story you tell most often, and in what frequency? And now that I'm getting better at it, oh my gosh, some of the beliefs I spew out there. What? It's like, hello, anybody home? Is that what you want? Like the technology thing. I mean, I've spoken that so many times, that technology and I don't get along. That is not what I want to create from. So it's a practice. And the only way to do it is do it and do it and do it. But that's the thing you want to be aware of. Am I speaking from a place of belief, of faith, of positive expectation, of self-empowerment, or am I speaking from lack and fear? My friend Peggy Sue Skipper, she's starting a blog, and she was just telling me it's going to be, the way she said it, I really got a good visual. I think it's blogging from the heart bucket.
Yeah.
And she goes, do you know what a heart bucket is? And I'm like, no. And she said, well, I'm going to write about, there's only two buckets. One is fear and one is heart. Which one are you dipping in? Which one are you standing in? But anyway, that gave me a really good picture. Heart or fear? Fear.